you need to spend money on a mic. Sorry, you just have to. But it doesn't have to be $200 or $300 or $500 or $1,000. There's tons of mics for like over $1,000. It doesn't need to be that big of a budget.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Episode number 14 and episode 22 have a lot in common. We both talk about microphones and which ones you should use. So you can go back to episode 14, or if you haven't listened to episode 14 yet, it was how you're probably using the wrong microphone. And probably talking a little bit about that Blue Yeti that I do not recommend. So there's that. And we were just talking about dynamic microphones versus the condenser microphones. So if you want more of the details, like for example, if you're thinking to yourself, wait, why shouldn't I use Blue Yeti? Or if you're saying, what's a condenser, a cardioid, what's a dynamic, what's a ribbon mic? If you're wondering some of that, there's some answers in episode 14. So really, episode 22 is going to be a little bit more brief, because in episode 14, I talk about all of that. So go there. You'll definitely want to hear that if you haven't. But here's the thing. A lot of people, it's a big pitfall. They think that they can use their AirBuds. They think that they can use like their phone, or they were told, hey, you don't need a mic. Just use your phone, or just use, doesn't your laptop have a microphone? Or, hey, these webcams, this Logitech webcam comes with a microphone on it already. And here's the thing. I just want to mention to you, you got to spend money on a microphone. You just have to spend money on a microphone. But it doesn't have to be a ton of money. I just wanted to share with you a couple of options. A, there's a microphone that is put out right on Amazon, and I'll give you the link in the show notes. It's $16.95. It has 1,082 ratings, and it's a 4 out of 5, 4-star rating. And it's way better than any Blue Yeti or other like condenser mic. And what's kind of cool is that it's a CAD audio USB dynamic microphone. So CAD audio. And the link will just be in the show notes. But it's $16.95. With Amazon Prime, it'll be shipped to you for free, like if you have Amazon Prime. And their Amazon also puts out another microphone that's like $22. It's an Amazon brand and it's decent. I'm trying to remember how many reviews it has. I think it has even more reviews than the $16.95 one. And instead of just being a 4-star, it's like a 4.5-star. And so these are very affordable options for you. So like, yes, you have to pay for a mic, but you don't have to pay an arm and a leg, which is kind of rad. Additionally, I'm going to put a link to the Samson Q2U. So in the show notes, just scroll down now and you'll see it. It's the Samson Q2U. It's $69.99. As I'm recording anyway, it's $69.99 on Amazon. And then there's a couple of $99 ones. One that I absolutely love is going to be the ATR2100X. Just listen carefully. Do not use or look for the ATR2020. And by the way, the person editing this show and who's going to do all of the post-production and you're going to be doing links, do not put the ATR2020. That's a condenser mic. Do the ATR2100 with a little X. That's a USB and XLR mic, so it can kind of grow with you. And it's only $99. Another great one is the Shure SM58. And I'm doing all this from memory, by the way. The Shure, S-H-U-R-E, SM58. It's about $100. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. And then you can also use the one that I'm currently using. It's actually my very favorite mic, and I love the price of it. There's a lot that I like about it. It's affordable to the budget that I have. It's $250. And then my mic stand, it's a Gator stand. So please, to the person doing the post-production, please put this Gator arm in there. It's a swing arm that connects to your desk. It is an amazing arm. It's totally worth the $150. But if you have $150, it's pretty nice because the mic can come right next to your mouth. And so you don't have to put it on your desk. And when I'm tapping on my desk, you can't hear it too much. I'm actually going to switch mics here just for a second so you can kind of hear it. So I'm using this other mic and you can kind of hear this. It kind of sounds like a guitar. Every time I touch the mic stand itself, you can hear like it really comes through. And so that's a $20 arm mic stand that connects to your desk. But here's the thing that I really don't like about that other stand. If I drum on the desk, even I'm drumming far away from it as well, but it really picks that up. As soon as I turn that one off and I'm still drumming, the gator is right next to where I'm drumming, much closer than the other one, but you can't even hardly hear it because it doesn't come through the gator because it has like a noise cancellation. The arm itself is made of material that doesn't send those shockwaves, those vibrations through as much. So yes, I think spending $150 for my mic stand is more than worth it. It comes right to my mouth and it allows me to be able to hear a little bit better. But the mic, you're asking, what's that other mic? Well, it's a Shure, S-H-U-R-E, but instead of being the SM58, it's the MV7. I'll put that link in the show notes. It's $250. If you have the budget for it, it's an incredible mic. And by the way, there's this other mic that's called the SM7B. It sounds a lot like the other two Shure microphones. It's a $500-ish microphone. It's oftentimes on sale for $400. But when you buy that one, and I'll put that in the show notes, it's a SM7B as in boy. I'll put that in the show notes. It's probably around $400 right now. If and when you purchase it, you're probably going to have to buy something called a cloud lifter because it needs to have that preamp. It needs to have something kind of bringing up the volume and raising that up. And so these things called a cloud lifter, they're about another $100. So there's a lot that you have to pay for. And the mic that I'm on for $250 sounds just as good, in my opinion. It sounds just as good. And I've already talked to you about sound treatment and being able to put filters over top of the mic to be able to make it sound a little bit better and treating your room. If you have a decently treated room, this gator arm is amazing. And also the Shure MV7 is amazing. So for the money, that's where I would be. So I'm going to put on some music right now, but it's not going to be post-production. I'm doing it right now as we speak. So this music, I can bring the volume down and I can bring it up. Oh, I love this song. I love that song. I can bring the volume down and just kind of have it in the background. Now that's something I'm doing while I'm recording. This piece of equipment is called the Rodecaster Pro. And it's kind of funny because if I say a funny joke, I can actually have people laugh at the joke for me. Or if I'm bringing on somebody awesome to the show, I can have a group of people clapping for that. I can bring it up louder. I can bring it down. And I have other music that I can put on there. And or I could do this one. Or I could do the drums. Right? Or crickets, of course. Wait, so my funny joke wasn't that funny? Okay. So this thing is called a Rodecaster. And what I've done is there's a USB microphone and then there's a XLR mic. And like, for example, the ATR2100X, as well as the MV7, they can go directly into your computer with the USB, or you can push them through the Rodecaster. And so with the Rodecaster, it's pretty nice. It allows me to go into there. And if you have that SM7B, as in boy, then what's kind of neat is the Rodecaster should lift it enough that you might not even need a cloud lifter, but the Rodecaster is like $699 or maybe it's $599 or $699. Point is, if you want a link to it, it's in the show notes. at the end of the day, I shared with you a lot of different kind of cool equipment and what I do with it on this podcast, why I like it, why I would spend a little bit of money. I definitely want you to listen to the other episode that I mentioned at the beginning. I think it's episode 14. I'd have to pull it back up, but I think you are going to want to check that other episode. Yes, it was episode 14, but you're probably going to want to check that out. This episode, at the end of the day, the big takeaway that I want you to have is you need to spend money on a mic. Sorry, you just have to, but it doesn't have to be $200 or $300 or $500 or $1,000. There's tons of mics for like over $1,000. It doesn't need to be that big of a budget. In the show notes, I have one microphone that's going to be around $16, $16.95 with free shipping from Amazon. And I have a second microphone that's rated a little bit more for like $22. So if you can find it in your budget to afford $20-ish, I've got two great mics that will help you. And they're cheaper than AirPods and also better. They're cheaper than the Blue Yeti and also better. So I hope that helps. And I'll see you on the very next episode. Thank you so much. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.